Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
Presented by Penn Medicine, never stop believing you can be the difference. I'm Pat Tavi. Here's what's happening. A six-year-old boy is shot in the chest and killed inside a home in Northeast Philadelphia Sunday afternoon. The gunfire erupted around 1 o'clock near Tarsdale Avenue in the city's Holmesburg neighborhood. Philadelphia Police Commissioner Danielle Outlaw telling NBC 10 that several other children were at the Kendrick Street home when the boy was fatally shot. It's not clear if the shooting was accidental or intentional. For the first time in a while, a massive protest landed on a Philadelphia highway. About 300 demonstrators were marching on the Vine Street Expressway around 2 o'clock Sunday afternoon, forcing city officials to close a portion of 676 in both directions for about an hour. Marchers were demonstrating against racism and police brutality and calling for the resignation of Mayor Jim Kenney. The group eventually moved off the highway and continued marching through Center City. Relaxing at the shore doesn't mean relaxing the rules meant to protect people from COVID-19. That's the message from Governor Phil Murphy on this holiday weekend, where many traditions have been nixed because of the outbreak. The governor checked in from the beach earlier today. He wanted to make sure that people weren't letting down their guard.
Most of the beaches are quite crowded. Yes, the answer is unequivocally wear a mask. The virus outside is a lot less lethal than it is inside. But when in doubt, when you're going out, put on a mask.
The governor was checking in from the shore during his appearance on NBC's Meet the Press Sunday morning. He also delivered a reminder about the quarantine mandate for anyone coming to New Jersey from hotspots around the country. This is the first weekend that people have been able to hit the casinos in Atlantic City after almost 4 months of COVID-related shutdowns. Nearly all have reopened at 25% capacity. Casino goers have to undergo temperature checks when they arrive, but they can't drink alcohol or eat inside the gaming halls. The Borgata remains closed. Amusement parks and arcades have also reopened just ahead of the holiday weekend. Wildwood investigators are looking into the drowning death of a six-year-old Philadelphia boy who drowned at a hotel pool over the weekend. KYW's Andrew Kramer reports authorities are now issuing a safety warning.
Wildwood police say emergency responders were called to a pool at one of the resorts in town Friday night. When they got there, people at the pool were giving the little boy CPR. The responders took over, trying to resuscitate him, but could not save him. Wildwood police and Cape May County prosecutors are handling the investigation, and police are also asking people to be extra cautious when it comes to swimming safety. They encourage everyone to swim near a lifeguard, especially at the beach, and are reminding adults they need to keep a close eye on young children. Police say life vests or flotation devices should always be used. They say they are absolutely devastated by what happened at the Wildwood pool. Andrew Kramer, KYW News Radio.
SEPTA's regional rail service is now partly restored. KYW's Mike DiNardo spoke with the general manager of the Mass Transit Agency to see when full service might resume.
In the past week, SEPTA brought back at least hourly service to all but the Chestnut Hill West and Kenwood regional rail lines. And while buses, subways, and trolleys are fully restored, SEPTA General Manager Leslie Richards says many commuters who would normally ride the rails to Center City are still working remotely.
There's still a lot of unknowns, whether they'll be expected to come in 5 days a week or maybe a few days a week. And so the way that they use our system will be quite different than before the pandemic.
Richard says some employers won't be fully reopened until the fall or later, so the demand for service isn't back to normal. She says with the virus expected to be around for some time, SEPTA could very well wind up reducing and restoring service as needed. Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio.
A nearly month-long protest that's been camped out near the Ben Franklin Parkway is raising concerns with neighbors who worry about unsanitary conditions and crime. Here's KYW's Justin Udo.
Leonard Flowers is one of the organizers of the mass protest of homeless people fighting for homeless rights that have been camped out on Von Kahn Field right off the Benjamin Franklin Parkway.
We keep it clean as possible. We all help each other, but the people that live around here love it. So if they love it, where is the problem?
That sentiment does not ring true for dozens of neighbors like Dennis Boylan, president of the Logan Square Neighborhood Association. He says the area is unsanitary and has taken over a community hub. That's why they're petitioning the city to have it removed.
We have very consciously made an effort to work closely with the city and to allow the city to hopefully resolve this in a reasonable and humane way.
Police say there was a recent stabbing at that encampment where protesters are asking for affordable housing and other resources. Justin Udo, KYW News Radio.
That's the All Local, presented by Penn Medicine. Never stop believing you can be the difference. I'm Pat Zadi. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.